Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen and victorious Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Today we begin a new sermon series called No Other Name. There is no other name under heaven by which people might be saved other than that of Jesus Christ. Now, our sermon series is going to be based on four of the I Am statements Jesus made about himself in the Gospel of John. And those four statements are, I am the vine, John 15. I am the good shepherd, John 10. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14. Today we focus on Jesus' statement in John 8, I am the light of the world. So let's start with some trivia. The most popular music group of all time is the Beatles. So let me ask you a question. What's the most popular Beatles song based on how many times it's been played on Spotify? The answer is Here Comes the Sun. Why is it so popular? Well, lots of reasons. Music's incredibly beautiful, no doubt about that. But I think it's the lyrics that really speak to people's hearts. I mean, who can't relate to Little Darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little Darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Yeah, we can relate to that as Midwesterners living through some of our long winter months. The lyrics speak to a yearning inside all of us. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and it's all right. The sun brings with it warmth and healing and life. It's something we can all relate to. Now, most of us are glad that winter is over and that the days are going to get longer, brighter, and warmer. That's the power of light. Now, since the fall into sin, the world has been plunged into constant darkness. Not a physical darkness, but spiritual darkness, which is even worse. Spiritually, we are all walking in the darkness of sin. That's what Isaiah tells us. The world, number one, the world is in darkness. Isaiah 9, nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. He will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sun beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Darkness brings with it all sorts of bad things. Darkness is cold. Without the warmth of the sun, the temperature drops, and sometimes it can drop drastically. Darkness is depressing. The longer the nights last, the more depressed people get. Even a gloomy week like it was this past week with gray skies and snow is depressing compared to sunshine and blue skies. And darkness is deadly, literally. When it comes to driving, the fatality rate triples at night. One statistical report I read said that nighttime driving is 9 times as dangerous as daytime driving. So darkness is cold, depressing, and deadly. That's true of physical darkness. It's even more true of spiritual darkness, the darkness of sin. Isaiah talks about the people walking in the great darkness of sin, and that's all of us. Sin brings spiritual darkness to all of our lives, and we all live in it because all of us have sinned. The spiritual darkness of sin is cold. Because of sin, the world we live in is a cold and lonely place. Sin brings loneliness. The U.S. government has recently reported that loneliness in our country is not just a problem, it's literally an epidemic. It's an epidemic that is killing people. According to Gallup, 1 out of 2 adults report some loneliness. 1 out of 4 report say loneliness is a significant problem in their life. And this is a big deal. Loneliness brings with it all sorts of health risks. It brings with it an increased risk of heart disease and stroke and dementia and premature death. Loneliness, according to most recent surveys, is worst among which group, do you think? Can you guess? It's worst among young adults, 19 to 29. The spiritual darkness of sin is cold. It's also depressing. Not only are people lonelier than ever, people are more depressed than ever. Gallup polls tell us that depression has reached record highs in the U.S. in 2023. 29%, almost 1 out of every 3 adults, is struggling with depression. And once again, guess who it's rising fastest in? Young adults, 19 to 29. The spiritual darkness of sin is cold, it's depressing, but worst of all, it's deadly. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. Sin brings loneliness, sadness, and death into our world. And the death rate for the world has remained constant since Adam and Eve. The death rate is 10 out of 10, 100%. Sin is 100% fatal. And since all have sinned, all will die. That's the deep darkness we're walking, and it is really dark. But there's hope, and that hope is found also in this same verse, as Isaiah talks about a light that God will send into the world. That light in the Old Testament was called the Messiah. He would be the light of the world, who overcomes the darkness of sin. Not only does Isaiah tell us that God would send light in the world, he tells us where the light, the Messiah, would live. Not in Jerusalem, but in Galilee. 700 years before he was born, Isaiah tells us that the Messiah would do his ministry in Galilee. Now think for a second, what famous person came from Galilee? You know, if you don't, then Isaiah gives us the answer four verses later. Who is the light? Isaiah 9:6 tells us, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That describes only one person in history, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And 700 years later, Jesus would come along in Galilee and tell people, I am the light of the world. That's point number two. Jesus is the light of the world. John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Malachi 4:2, but for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. Jesus is the light of the world. He is, as John tells us, the light that no darkness can overcome. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. Light always overcomes darkness. Whenever light and darkness battle, light always wins. Why? Because the darkness has no real substance. It's just the absence of light. All darkness is really just a shadow. It has no real substance to it. Jesus, of course, isn't just a light. Jesus is the light of the world. Now, in our worship service, we use candles to represent the fact that Jesus is the light of the world. But when we say Jesus is the light of the world, we don't mean that he's just a candle or just a flashlight or just a campfire. No, you have to think bigger, bigger and brighter. Remember the transfiguration. Jesus is the light of the world. What's the light of the world physically? Where does all of our light, all of our warmth ultimately come from? Well, you know where. Not candles, not our heating systems. It comes from the sun. Jesus is not a candle. He's the sun. And that's what the prophet Malachi tells us. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. Those are the very last words God wrote in the Old Testament, or at least the last chapter of the last book of the Old Testament. The Messiah, Jesus, is the Son of Righteousness. Now, a few months ago, a billboard started appearing all over the Quad Cities. The solar eclipse is in 40 days. Brought to you by Lamar Sign Company. I thought that was so funny. I laughed out loud when it said that. The solar eclipse is brought to you by Lamar. Now, I'm pretty sure the solar eclipse is going to be brought to you by God. By the way, that's tomorrow, April 8th. In the old days, when people were more superstitious, people thought that the solar eclipse was a supernatural event. People would be terrified, wondering what the sudden darkness during the day meant. Where's the sun gone? Why has it disappeared? But now, through the wonders of science, we understand what a solar eclipse is. I love science, by the way. The more we learn about the universe, the more we understand the greatness of God and the wonders of his amazing creation. And the more we learn about the universe, how amazing and how wonderful and how complicated it is, we realize it can't possibly be an accident. Through the blessings of science, we now understand an eclipse for what it is. It's not some dark magic event. No, it's just a shadow. It's just the moon's shadow passing over a certain part of our world. It's just a shadow. Nothing to be afraid of. There was one eclipse in history that was supernatural, when God intervened and caused darkness to be over the entire land. That was a unique and miraculous one. The sun was blotted out on a dark Friday outside of Jerusalem. The sun went dark for 3 hours as the Son of God suffered on the cross between the hours of 12 and 3 to pay the price for all of our sin, all of our evil, all of the darkness that is in our own hearts. People, maybe even the disciples, must have wondered whether the sun would ever shine again. Maybe this is truly the end. Maybe the light of the world has been snuffed out forever. If they thought that, they should have known better. They should have remembered the words of Jesus himself. Yes, the Son of Man will suffer. Yes, the Son of Man will die. But on the third day, he will rise again. The darkness will be for just a short time. The sun will come back. You can't snuff out the light of the world. You might as well try to snuff out the sun with one of our candle snuffers. The devil cannot stop him. Death itself cannot hold him. The sun will rise again on the third day. And everything happened just as Jesus said it would. On Friday, he died for our sins. On Saturday, his body rested in the tomb. And then on Sunday, guess what happened on Sunday? Well, let's just say, here comes the sun. Or as Malachi puts it, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. Or, as we like to put it, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. You know, I don't think the solar eclipse happening tomorrow is a coincidence. I think it's a reminder to us about Holy Week. One huge object lesson, not presented by a sign company, but presented by God himself. The eclipse will be a great reminder. It happens between 12 and 3, which is the same hours Jesus was on the cross and the skies went dark. Right? Darkness covered the land from 12 to 3. Now, darkness can be scary, but we know what it is. It's just a shadow. The sun will be back because nothing can stop the sun. Not darkness, not the devil, not shadows, not even death itself. Nothing can stop the Son of God. Death cannot hold him. Jesus brings to us the light of life. That's number 3. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The light will go with you wherever you go. The Son of God has risen from the dead, just as he said. And now the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, shines in our life. What did the darkness of sin bring us? Well, darkness is cold, it's depressing and deadly. But the Son of Righteousness, Jesus, the light of the world, brings us warmth, joy, and life. Jesus brings us the warmth of his love. Never again will we be alone. Jesus is always with us. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. Jesus brings us his joy. I have spoken these words to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. And Jesus brings us life. Not just a few more painful decades here on earth, but through his death and through his resurrection, Jesus brings us eternal life with himself in heaven. There are lots of great things in heaven, but you know what won't be there? Darkness. There is no darkness in heaven. The last chapter of the last book of the Bible makes that clear. Revelation 22, verse 5. There will be no more night. There will be no darkness in heaven because Jesus Christ has defeated the darkness of sin and death. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.